Welcome to the second episode of A Better Day, where I talk about things that you can do better in your day today that will ultimately change your life for the better. How to be more ambitious. Have you ever thought about how some people are way more ambitious than the others? So all of us, to a certain extent, struggle with self-esteem and confidence issues and lacking ambition, lacking motivation, right? And we think about how we can fix it. I certainly used to be more ambitious in my teens than I am now, I can tell you that. And I even thought that perhaps with the age, you lose this momentum and you lose this motivation and become more realistic, perhaps. But then I saw people who are 30, 50, and even 70 who are even more ambitious than me in my 20s. They set unrealistic goals and achieve a lot of them. I know a lot of people like that. That's because as species, we sapiens are defined by our past. Our past experiences tell us what we are capable of doing. That's why some people are more ambitious than the others. You ask yourself, looking at people like Elon Musk, how are they even able to think so big and aim so high and yet be so sure in their success? That's because the secret to achieving big things lies in achieving small things. For example, you tell yourself you're going to take out the trash first thing in the morning. And then you scroll through social media for 40 minutes instead. You tell yourself you're going to exercise every other day, and then you skip a day to binge watch Netflix. You set an alarm for 7 a.m. and then you snooze and take another hour or two of sleep. Can you relate? I certainly can. I used to do that, and I hated myself for that, subconsciously. When I started noticing that these small things that I let happen define my identity within time, though, and the voice inside me that tells me whether I can or cannot do certain things is shaped by that, I started really paying attention to these small things that define a big thing. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. Now I wake up at 7 a.m. every single day, no matter what. I run in the morning and take cold showers. I don't touch my phone before I wash my face. And this way I'm subconsciously changing my identity. Every action that I'm taking is a vote for the better me. I'm redefining who I am for myself. That's shaping my identity. So next time I set a goal, I will definitely be more confident in my result because I've been delivering on these promises to myself, and I respect myself. I trust myself for that. So there will be no doubt I can accomplish this big goal because I've been delivering on small things every single day. So to summarize, as the author of The Atomic Habits, which is a great book, by the way, James Clear says, you don't race to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Change your systems and you will change your life.